You're listening to The Grilling Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With The Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grilling guys, I'll tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters, nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the grilling guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grilling Guys Show. That's it.
Well, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It must be Saturday, because we're here 9 to 11. We are now at the Plum Store out on 4 Mile Road. It is 1025 4 Mile. And, you know, you can tell we're on the west side because this place has a meat department that knows sausage. And you got to get to the west side of Grand Rapids to find anybody that knows sausage, in my opinion. This is where all the Polish guys hang out.
It is. And I tell you what, they're the 2011 Kielbasa Idol champions, and that was 20 meat markets. This is probably the biggest one of any of them. Most of them are the small family-owned meat markets that dot our west side that we're so very fortunate to have, that these families, the Polish families, a lot of them, are so involved and take such care in producing their sausages and meats that in their neighborhoods, man. It's
kielbasa
just awesome.
Kielbasa Idol, though, that paints a picture. I can, like, see a guy singing with a kielbasa.
Well, I saw you do it at the Zerfuses.
Oh, I thought that was a Schmoes bottle.
Right. It might have been. That was the second song.
Okay. Well, anyway, we've got some call-ins coming in that we're waiting on right now. We've got the All Hell competition team from Grand Rapids calling in. We've got Rob Russell, who's going to be on the line here in a minute. While we're waiting for that, I just want to mention that today, and I think tomorrow, is St. Patrick's annual festival. And that St. Patrick's is that beautiful church that's on the corner of Parnell and, was it Cannonsburg?
Yeah, 5 Mile Road.
Mile Road.
Yep.
And that place, they have, like, the funnest festival of any church, for sure, I've ever been to. Because they do, like, all the games, they've got the bingo and all that stuff going on. You can win prizes. But they have great food and even a little bit of beer once in a while there.
You know, that's a fundraiser for their school. It's their summer festival. I've been to it many times.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. Our friends out there really know how to have a good time.
Yes.
and everybody goes home safe, and it's just a good deal.
I'm sure my old buddy Pat Malone will be there.
A lot of Irish guys out there.
Oh yeah.
Area, you bet.
Yep. And the Fitzpatrick family, the Fitzpatricks, I think all 80 of their kids went there. So
very well could be
you guys.
Bob, I was walking around the Plums Market here before we started the show, and one of the things that I really enjoy about our grilling is that as our seasons change, the vegetables that are available for us to grill change with it, right? And there's nothing better than fresh vegetables. I was looking back there. There's two of my absolute favorites are out right now, and that is the asparagus and the Vidalia onion.
Love them both.
That's right. So if you've never grilled asparagus out there, it's simple. And one of the things that Bob and I do that makes it even more simple is go buy a bottle of Italian dressing, just zesty Italian dressing. Nip your asparagus to get it down so you can eat the whole stalk. You know, they get kind of woody on the end. Clean them up a little bit. Throw them in a baggie and just pour that zesty Italian dressing over the top for an hour.
Yeah,
by an hour. And you pull that stuff out, put it on a hot grill. It grills up 2 or 3 minutes. It is an excellent side dish. And the smaller ones, you know, some people like big asparagus. I like the ones that are about a pencil size. They're always more tender. Those will grill in a couple minutes.
Well, that Tender Ridge grill is getting fired up. Sandy's running in and out of here getting that thing ready, and Ralph's in there with the grill fired up. So we've got steak. We got the smell of steak here in minutes. You need to get out to Plums. I don't want to overwork this, but if you haven't tried this steak, this guy knows how to make steak. Ralph has been traveling the state of Michigan, and Yeah. Well, we've got our All Hell competition team on hold now. We can shoot out to Auburn Hills.
Melissa, so what's going on with the All Hell barbecue team?
Well, we are having some fun over here in Auburn Hills. We are just pulled. I think John just foiled our ribs, and I think he's working on getting some the next stage of our pork butts, and I think the brisket's still going, and we added some more water to the smoker, and we're just gearing up.
So, Melissa, tell us a little bit about where you guys are from. West Michigan, aren't you?
We are. We are from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, this is a local barbecue team, and one of their team members I just started working with in a new job. So if you're talking about things, we just had a great conversation, and I want to talk to you about it. Now, when I spoke with you earlier this week, it was a Wednesday, and you were already buying your meat. Tell me, why is it that you have to grab your meat so early for one of these competitions?
Well, part of it is, you know, we need a little bit of time. On Wednesday, we bought our meat so we could prep it, because you are allowed to prep your meat as long as you bring it raw. You can go ahead and prep it and do whatever you need. And obviously, we want to cut off some of the fat, trim up some of the fat, trim up some of the ribs. We usually do spare ribs, so we want to take off the tips and square them up a little bit to cook the way we want them to turn in. And for our chicken, we want to take some of the fat off of our chicken, because when you smoke chicken, it doesn't melt the fat because you're not cooking at a real high temperature, so the skin gets a little bit rubbery, so you want to thin that out a little bit. And instead of prepping all our meat and packing a vehicle in both nights, and then you're up till all hours of the night, we split it up and prep our meat on Wednesday, pack the truck on Thursday, and hit the road on Friday.
Well, that sounds pretty fun. Hi, Melissa. It's Bob again. What, you're doing thighs?
Yes. Yep. We do chicken thighs.
And you're smoking them?
Yep. We smoke
and
them. And
how are you finishing them off?
That's the first turn-in. That one will be at noon. We had to turn chicken in at noon, and that's when it all starts.
Okay. Are you doing any braising when you finish those off?
Nope. He's not braising them, and we don't inject them. Our pitmaster, John, has done a lot of internet research. It's a wonderful tool. Barbecuebug, I think, .com is his favorite site right now. And there's a way you can actually, I guess you could call it braising it in butter. So you kind of cook them in butter for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And that, that helps it out a little bit, adds a little something.
Melissa, how long have you guys been doing this?
We started in the fall of 2008. All of us met through the Grand Rapids JCs, and Matt Cerno and my husband used to judge a bunch of competitions, and they went and became certified barbecue judges. They went to a competition, and on the way home, they were like, we can do this. This would be fun. And so sure enough, the next year, we had a couple smokers. I had given my husband a smoker as a wedding/Christmas present the year we got married, and then Matt bought a smoker, and we went to Silver Lake in the fall of 2008. We kind of looked like a little bit of a refugee camp. Terry, Matt's wife, they had a two-month-old, and I was 8.5 months pregnant with a 3-year-old daughter, and we all went to Silver Lake, and it rained like a dickens. And we we looked pretty rough, but our very first competition, we made the call, which was making top 10.
Awesome. Hey, Melissa, we are out of time. I'm so sorry. Good luck on that competition today. Thanks so much for calling in, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're getting ready to do our next phase here, so we appreciate you guys having us on, and maybe we can keep you guys up to date.
Great. Can't wait to meet you. Hey, that's
you
All Hell Competition Team. This is the Grilling Guys. We're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys radio program. I want to talk to you about Tech 100% Infrared Grills. Tech is an American manufacturer using 100% American parts and labor. Tech invented the infrared grill 30 years ago. Tech is the only 100% infrared grill on the market, and it's the latest innovation in grilling. Your food comes off the grill juicier than any other method of grilling. Trust me on this. You need to taste the food off of Tech before making your next grill purchase, or your food will be just like everybody else's. Check out Tech online at techinfrared.com. That's techinfrared.com. Find your local dealer, go down and taste the food, ask for a free demo. You'll be amazed. This is Barbecue Bob for Tech Infrared. I grill on a Tech every week, and there's nothing like it.